This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I have to pee, so I think I'm just going to hold it. And so if you see me dancing, that's what we're doing.
Not dancing like the tournament dancing. Oh, look at that. I tied it into current events.
Dumb. Okay, let's talk about your fat ass, first of all. Muggles is on his way, but...
Yeah, he'll be in a sec. But I want you guys to guess, what...
Well, you obviously lost weight. So what was the weight you started at?
The weight I started at was 243 pounds.
243, okay. 243 yeah. Pounds. Males tend to lose a lot of weight. And how long was the program?
2 months. Two months to the day before. Yeah.
And you would post a lot of your workouts, and you were pretty... But your workouts consisted of a lot of resistance training as well. So you did put on some muscle weight.
It was circuit training, okay. Where I did a lot. 2 days, I think, were conditioning, and 1 day was strength.
Okay.
Ooh, you're doing an equation.
I'm going to guess you lost 15 pounds.
Okay.
We're just doing weight. We're not doing like body mass or anything, because there's no way I could figure that out.
No.
Okay.
No. But that's okay. Cool.
I'm guessing you. And this is based on nothing. I don't know how fast it takes to put on muscle. I'm guessing you probably lost like 20 pounds of fat, but then you gained like 5 pounds of muscle. Is my guess.
Ooh.
That's my guess.
That I don't have an answer for.
Okay.
But
okay.
I do have percentages and stuff like that.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So after 2 months of working out, I lost 14 pounds.
Oh.
14 pounds.
Okay.
I lost 3% body fat.
Okay.
And I gained 3% muscle.
Oh, okay.
That translate into weight and stuff like that? I don't know. How much weight I lost from the body fat to and
so muscle? I was almost dead on.
You were almost dead on.
Crazy.
Yeah. But it was crazy, dude. Like, when I hopped on, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I was like, that's crazy. Because I weighed myself. I checked in, and 2 weeks ago, I was only down 5 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's strange.
So then I was like, oh, man, that sucks. So it kind of like, because then when I first weighed myself, I think like a month ago, I was down 7 pounds.
Yeah. Well, you know, your weight could fluctuate. I mean, as crazy as it sounds, it could fluctuate by 10 pounds, you know, especially what you're eating that week of. If you're drinking tons of water and just coffee, then you're going to shed those pounds because especially if you're eating well, because salt, will make you retain water like crazy. And there's a lot of water
weight
there.
They instructed us, they're like, drink a lot of water because in that machine, you've seen that machine, right, where you hold it and you put your arms down, it measures all your BMI.
Mm-mm.
Oh, you've never done that?
No.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you should try it.
Speaking of dropping weight, guys, I was just dropping weight in the toilet. That's why I'm
That's
here.
Thanks for letting us know some mugs.
Any
pics?
Yeah.
You know what? Well, these are the automatic flushers, so once you get up to take a picture, it's gone.
It's like magic.
Wow, these are also K-Rock's automatic flushers, so you look at it for a while, and you're like, nah.
And by the way, they are so powerful, you literally have to back up about 5 feet.
It sucks your butthole?
No, you don't want poo water. water splattering on you.
Yeah, there's a bunch of poo water, and oh, that
sprays everywhere.
Yeah, it's hell nasty.
That's
for
not
sure.
Good.
Yeah, I get what they're trying to do because they want the deuce to go down. Yeah, but come on,
I mean,
with the poo cloud that you're creating,
dude,
is immense.
It's insane.
Yeah, totally.
They need to fix that,
or at least put a lid on there. You know what I mean?
Something.
Yeah, something.
Mugs, guess how much I lost. You were out. Real quick. And we'll wrap this up.
How many months?
2.
10 pounds.
Good guess. 14.
Wow.
14. I guess 15.
Or what'd you lose last March fatness?
8.
Okay. Yeah. I lost like 6, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's boring. All right, let's go.
All right, well, do you feel better? Do you feel healthier? Do you feel better?
I do, man.
Are you going to continue?
Hell
or
yeah. Coachella bod.
Coachella bod.
You know, so I started at 243. Now I'm 229, which is like the first time I've been under 230 in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got 30 more to go.
Oh, you want to get down to like 200?
200, yeah.
Yeah.
And then 200, I could start being fat again.
That's good. You could do it. But you're not going to, you know, party down tonight? You're not going to just drink all the beer that's there because we're going to hang out at the Hollywood Park Casino?
No, I think I'm giving up beer.
What?
Yeah. Oh, beer doesn't do any good for you. All it does is make you pee and make you feel bloated. So,
no, but you see,
and give you a hangover.
Yeah, but you're drinking beer, so you don't drink beer for the taste. You drink beer for the buzz.
Well, I like the taste.
You see, because I drink different beers and stuff because I enjoy the beer. There's a difference.
You like
between
craft beer, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And alcohol doesn't give you a hangover. I mean,
dude, for some reason, man, I've been drinking, dude. I've been drinking, and I want to get to your hangover, by the way, right after we wrap this up. For some reason, man, lately, I don't know if it's because
I do
cardio on a regular basis, but I could, you know, like consistently drink and then I wake up fine. It's, I don't know, is that a problem?
No, not at all.
What does that say about me?
It means you're hydrated.
Is that all? Oh,
that's what it is. I bet you drink a lot of water.
I drink a lot of water. Boom. I drink a ton of water every morning.
That's all that means. And you're not drinking enough, like, honestly. Like, when you say I go out and drink and I don't wake up hungover, how much are you drinking?
Probably anywhere between 4 to 6 beers. 4 to 6 beers.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, 4 to 6.
Yeah.
I never, like, my days of going out for a purpose of getting tanked are over, you know?
Yeah,
you know?
You're not stumbling over.
No.
Yeah.
I learned that the human body is not truly hydrated until your colon is hydrated. That's like one of the last.
How do I check that?
How do you check that?
Yeah.
Can you check mine, please?
Is that when you poo water?
I don't know.
It's like a water fountain.
I had a firefighter tell me that. He's like, you're not truly hydrated until it gets to your colon.
Oh, maybe he wanted to check his fire hose.
Well, we all know about Mugs and his colon. Ain't no one touching that. Not even doctors.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to die of prostate cancer before anybody checks that thing.
Maybe a little tickle.
let him check it, Mugs.
Maybe a little tickle.
Yeah, but no, dude, that's why you're not getting hungover. Because you're hydrated.
Like, thanks. I'm going to take that and say, yeah, I'm not an alcoholic because I stay hydrated. All right. Speaking of an alcoholic, you were at the Flogging Molly show and the Briggs played, Face to Face played, and it was like a whole St. Patrick's Day last Sunday, right, Muggs?
I was there from noon till midnight.
Oh, Jesus. 12 hours.
Why?
It was
Why?
A great time the whole time. Well, so I had to get there at noon because I hosted the pre-party, which was 12 to 6 in the Palladium parking lot. Like you said, the Briggs played. They had Irish dancers. They had members of Flogging Molly play like a DJ set, and they had their accordion and guitar.
What?
Like, solo sets.
Yeah. Wow, that sounds awesome.
And
It looked packed.
It was packed. I had a rule that right when I got there, I wasn't going to do any hard alcohol. In our little backstage area, they had set up, there was like 3 gigantic bottles of Jameson.
Pretty good rule because you're going to be partying all day.
Right.
For sure, you don't want to go to a hard alcohol.
Right.
I would stick with the Coors Light when I'm doing like an all-day drinking thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you need like 10 Bud Lights or Coors
wrong.
Light
That's
to get a buzz.
Wrong. You go hard
the first
couple of hours, and then you mellow out. You chill out.
Because you're making good decisions after those.
And then you keep drinking water.
And, you know, I had a host. There's certain points of the event that I had to get up on the mic and host.
Okay.
So I didn't want to get too
Makes
up.
Sense. So what happened? Let's try not to cuss on this episode because I want to chop it up fast. To get it up.
So
thank you.
So I waited until about 4:30. I was like, all right, I'm not going to have hard alcohol until 4:30. Well, by the time I waited, everybody had flooded the backstage area and all the Jameson was gone. So I had
bummer.
Not even a chance
okay.
to get the hard alcohol. So I ramped it up from about 6 to 7. Face to face went on at 7:30. So by 8 o'clock, I was smashed. I was smashed. And
time to call that Uber and go home.
I was one of the dudes, like, after the show's over, like, they're sweeping up the Palladium floor.
Yeah.
I'm just still standing there like,
what?
All right, time to go.
What time is this?
This was midnight.
Midnight.
Yeah, because the Palladium has a curfew at like 11.
Oh, okay.
So the bands have to be off like by 11. So
wow.
I stayed until like an hour after, and I just, I Ubered.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was a long day. It was the longest.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know, it was the longest.
I've never seen you that hungover, Muggs.
In fact, I was very hungover, Mark. In fact, I called the Afro line. And
you did?
I did, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
It was so, what I was saying was so inaudible. I mean, you couldn't. It wasn't even, it was so bad, it wasn't even funny. It was just like,
how come I didn't hear it?
Because I deleted it.
Oh, you deleted it?
Yeah.
Oh, come on,
nah,
Muggs!
I know.
Wait, what was,
I called the offer line on my way in the Uber, on the way home from the, but, and then I got in early because I was going to pull it and give it to Bean.
Yeah.
And like, here, Bean, play this the first thing, you know, show open. But it was like I said.
Are you sure you didn't delete it because of shame?
No, you know me. I like to put myself out
there.
Yeah,
but there's also I sound like a moron.
It was just it was like almost bad audio quality.
Okay, okay,
so
I understand
why,
that.
So we'll never get to hear how I sounded after the Flogging Molly event.
No,
but it was a great St. Patty's Day. Thank
cool.
you to everybody who came out. A lot of Kevin and Bean fans and B Team fans and listeners.
B holes.
A lot of B holes.
Nice. Oh, yeah, got
a lot
an
of
update
green
on B-holes.
That.
That's right. B holes won, right?
It destroyed.
what was
it
the percentage?
Destroyed.
Of course it did.
Give me a sec.
You guys ever leave your house without your phone?
Shut up. Yes.
No.
I did. It, I did this morning. It's
really?
Right. I feel naked.
Oh, so, man.
So
it's feel weird.
So, dude, I left it up for 5 days. I knew we were going to record either yesterday or today.
Okay.
B-holes was 82%.
Right.
Yep.
B-teamers was 18%.
All
wow.
right.
I didn't even put Mug's suggestion because it was dumb.
What was my suggestion?
A bee's knees or something like that.
Oh, yeah. That was stupid.
I did see something on social media. Man, I got to do a better job of recap. I have so much stuff going on. I need to do a better job of kind of screen capping these people on social media because our b-holes, the b-holes, are very funny.
They are.
Because there was a girl that says, oh, we don't want to be called the b-holes. We'll be the b-hoes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's funny. That's funny. But
wow, those are the female
yeah,
fans.
I don't want to refer to them as b-holes. That makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, just b-holes is
b-holes,
fine, though.
Hey, I'm fine with the b-hole, dude. No. Very comfortable with the b-hole.
Omar is right. Our b-holes are tight. They're
absolutely.
A tight bunch of people.
Absolutely.
They are. Except Simba. He's a dick.
Dude, all right. Don't mock him tonight, dude. All right, let's get into
He's
it.
He's not going to be there.
Come along now, take a ride with the BT. Let's get together and take a look behind the scenes. Talking about Kevin and Bean. Come on, let's start the show. Everybody grab your Vaseline. The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
That's right. This is the B-Team podcast. This is episode 67, if you're keeping count.
Ooh. Good number.
My name is DJ Omar Khan, imaging director of The Kevin and Bean Show. Alongside me, we have Dave, the King of Mexico, executive producer of The Kevin and Bean Show,
Hi.
And Muggos.
Muggos!
In the house.
Dude, I have a question about that. I've had a lot of requests.
Uh-huh.
To come out with another Muggos track, but my question is that ship sailed? I mean,
no, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, whoa, that was
because
good.
because they're funny.
Yeah,
and you should periodically, if something tickles your fancy, just do a track about whatever.
I got it.
Yeah,
I got it. It's basketball college bracket season or whatever the hell we could say.
Mm-hmm.
So just do a song about that?
No, do a song about gambling and how it affected your life.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
And that way
as
we could use it on air.
As
yeah.
Muggos.
As Muggos. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure. And, you know, because that really, you know,
yeah.
is you can
it's
speak
close
from
to
the
your heart.
Heart.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty
By
good.
By the way, that's All a good beer mug thingy, too. What did we call it? Where you go out to the bar?
Oh, cheers with beer mug.
Yeah.
Has gambling affected your life?
How has gambling your life?
By you know, those
way.
Degenerates have
exactly.
stories.
Exactly.
Yeah.
By
yeah.
the way, I went
like,
out.
Has anyone ever really got visited by Guido, or not Guido, Vito, or...
Well, what's your guy's name?
Vinny Knuckles.
Vinny Knuckles. Has anyone ever really been visited by Vinny Knuckles and then had to go to work with a black eye or like a broken finger or
those
something?
Those stories would be great.
I know.
Yeah.
God damn,
yeah.
I come up with great ideas
those
in here.
Those are funny. But no, the answer to your question is yes, Muggos.
Okay.
Muggos all the time. We love the Muggos. And you're good at it. If they weren't great... then we'd be like, eh, whatever. But they're great. Yeah. They're great. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, do your method, you know, get high and, you know, do whatever you want, man.
Right. And then Martin will write a diss track about Muggos.
Yeah.
It'll be awesome.
It'd be awesome, dude.
And then I'll destroy Martin again. It'll be great.
I love it. Okay. On this B-Team episode, we're actually going to check some emails. We haven't done that in a long time. We have a couple of So That Happens. And we have a segment that we featured a couple of episodes ago that I got good reaction to. It's called Must See TV, and I found another Must See TV, a show that came out on Netflix towards the end of December of last year, and I fell in love with the show, and I was introduced to a new female comedian who is one of my favorites now. And we're also going to go back in the day in the 1990s and play a Kevin and Bean bit where they interviewed Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons!
And at one point in the interview, Richard Simmons lays down in the middle of the street hoping for a car to run him over.
Oh,
it's spectacular.
Is that the end when he's talking to he was talking to Kevin and Bean? Because he's like, I can't deal with these guys anymore.
Something like that. Something like that. But it's good. We're going to get to your afros. And we're also going to do a new Bean bit on the B-Team because, you know, he is leaving. So we're going to do kind of every B-Team episode, we'll do a best of Bean.
Is the theme song, Bye Bye Bean?
No. This is the theme if you want to hear it now. Bean.
Nice.
So that'll be it. But all right, let's get into some inbox. And man, we haven't heard this in a long time, huh?
Love it.
That's crazy. Okay. So, Loyal B-Hole here. You and Dave are arguing about two kinds of rice. You are giving the water rice ratio to regular cooking rice, and Dave is giving it for instant rice. That's from Vince. You know, I think he's right.
But I don't use instant. Well,
how do you know? It's all prepackaged.
It's true.
It's all prepackaged.
That is true.
So I'm guessing he's right.
From Blue Apron.
Yeah. So I'm guessing he's right.
All right. Well, hey, we're both right.
Yeah.
Yay, us.
So we got down to the bottom of that. This one reads, great show, great synergy. We'll miss Bean. At one point before the Ebola guy, he's talking about the drop break, where we had listeners call in and basically request their favorite sound bites, and Kevin and Bean played them on the air. Bean couldn't find a drop with Mike Catherwood doing a gay voice. Do you know what he was referring to?
Yes.
It sounds like there were certain drops you had to get rid of. Do you know which ones they are? And that's from Daniel.
Yes, Daniel. Daniel, that was from when Brokeback Mountain came out. Yep. And Mike did a little parody of this one of the scenes in the movie where he was playing Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. And he was...
Oh, yes, Heath Ledger. Oh, yes. It's like a big sausage. Oh, yes. That's right, Jake Gyllenhaal. It is. It's a species spicy sausage. How do you like that? Oh, yes.
Did you do any effects to Mike's voice, or is that all him?
You know, I don't remember.
Because it sounds... Oh, I can't even do that.
I don't remember. That was from a longer piece.
It was from Brokeback Island.
No, it wasn't from Brokeback Island.
No, because Brokeback Island
else.
Was Kevin and Bean.
It was Kevin and Bean having a gay romance together. Yeah. So, you know what? Do things change over time? Yes, absolutely. You know, the show is constantly evolving, and it has to kind of change along with the social climate. And that just wouldn't work nowadays.
That's also why you don't hear the bell.
You don't hear the bell. You don't hear a lot of gay drops anymore. Yeah. There was a time where I forget the name, the actor's name from The Sopranos, the lead guy.
Yeah, yeah.
James Gandolfini. James Gandolfini. I don't have it.
No, can I do it live?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So this, live. I'm not kidding, guys.
Nope, I don't want...
I'm going to have to bleep it. Should I bleep it? Yeah,
I'm going to bleep it.
But I'm going to do it.
But he'll do it. This would, I mean, get played no less than maybe 20 times a week back in a day. And this is a little bit of what it sounds like.
He's a f***.
Yeah. So I unfortunately had to bleep.
Not unfortunately, but you know, it's.
I don't know, dude. I mean, here it is. Here's my whole point.
It's the most offensive word to a gay person.
Now, back in the day as well, everything. Even in high school, when I was in high school, if you didn't like something, oh, that was gay. That was just
thing.
In the vocabulary.
It was just how we used things.
And if you actually, I was watching 8 Mile for some reason that was on Cinemax, and you should hear how many times in the movie they used the F word.
Yeah.
Eminem wasn't a homophobe, or isn't a homophobe.
Right.
You know, like, come on.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's changed.
Yeah,
I missed that drop though.
So yeah, so I mean, you know, we can play it. You know, my whole problem with it is that the drop was used for comedy effect, right? I mean, at what point are we going to stop censoring people? Do you know what I mean? Comedians should be able to get up on stage and say whatever the hell they want. You
and
know, for me,
and they do.
Not they, anymore,
they
dude.
Do.
No,
yeah.
no.
It's when you're on TV. It's when you're on. Yeah, dude, you go to a you go to the Comedy Store, you go to the Laugh Factory, you'll see that.
Yeah, some of it, but the big name comedians who have something to lose aren't doing that stuff anymore. They have tapered their acts for sure. Mm. There's a whole thing about it, like people saying that this is the era of comedy now is so stifled by the politically correctness of society.
Which is crazy because the term politically correct. We're the most impolitically correct, incorrect person in the White House right now.
Yeah.
That makes any sense.
No, it does make sense. He does what he wants and stuff. And, you know, I'm not political one way or the other. But that dude is just he walks to his own drumbeat. You know what I mean?
He says whatever he wants. So why do we have to say why do we have to censor ourselves?
Because it takes one person to complain, and if you work for a big company or if you have a lot of money, they will sue you.
You know, I'm going to sue the White House.
And a lot of people just don't want to go through that hassle. It's also post Janet Jackson. You know what I mean? That had a lot to do with everything, I think. And, you know, I think in certain areas, yeah, we're moving in the right direction. But in comedy, I just think, man, I don't know. I mean, drop is definitely, you know, one that should be pulled. It is offensive.
Message. Right.
So there you go.
Yeah,
Daniel,
that was a little social commentary from the B team right there.
this next one is probably the millionth time you've gotten this. But anyways, the drop you guys were talking about in last episode where you're talking about the crazies is from a Bobcat Goldthwait movie called God Bless America. There were the other clips used from that movie, too. I guess they used other drops for some jingles, but that's from Raymond R. And, so that was the clip. And let me play it for you guys again, just so you guys know what I'm talking about.
It's my favorite part of the show when they have the crazies on.
I know. I feel so guilty for laughing, but it is so funny.
So I forgot who requested and who was obsessed with that drop. But
that's Seth Green, right?
That's your answer.
That sounded like Seth Green.
It's somebody else. I don't know who. I'm not sure. this next one reads, hey, guys, thank you, guys. This email's from, like, August of 2018, by the way. says, hi, guys. Thank you so much for playing the Lisa May QVC Christmas gift bit a few weeks ago. It's one of my all-time favorite segments from Kevin and Bean. I just listened to it for the 10th time. I used to have a Christmas CD, the Kevin Bean Christmas ones, that had a bit on it, but I misplaced it. I actually have two questions about that. Number one, why were they chanting asshat or something like that at the end of the bit?
Asshat.
You guys don't remember that? Man, you guys are slow. At the end of the Lisa May bit, when the girl on the phone and Lisa, you know, they
the
duped
reveal.
Kevin and Bean, they're all asshat. Don't you remember asshat being a thing
was
on the Kevin and Bean show?
Was that the code word?
No. Asshat was just a diss kind of thing or whatever. It had its moments in history for a short time. So that's basically, they were just kind of calling Kevin and Bean asshats. Kind of like, you know, you're an a-hole kind of thing.
Gotcha.
That's all that kind of meant. Number two, any chance old Kevin and Bean Christmas CDs will ever be available to stream or download, maybe on radio.com app? And that is from Andrew S.
The answer is no, because the rights of the music, it's just too insane nowadays. So initially they would have to get that cleared to put it on Spotify, put it on all streaming services. But now, since it's already on CD, it's done. And that was it. Just go to any Goodwill and you'll find them.
Just any Goodwill?
Yeah, anyone. Anyone. they're always there.
They're going to have them?
Yeah, they'll have cassettes. They'll have everything.
Especially, you'll never find Black Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ever.
Yeah, go to DJ. Go to DJOmarKhan.com.
No, it's not up there. Stop saying that because people are bugging me for it. It's not up there. What's up, B-Team? I recorded my Sam call. I can't really understand his jokes, but I pretended they were funny. Sorry for the long clip, but I hope it's a little entertaining. That's from Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
So he sent me the audio, and it was a lot of audio, but I'm just going to play you a little highlight. And this is the Armenian comedian trying to have a conversation with Francisco, and Francisco is clearly clowning on him.
Yeah.
But as always, Sam does not get it.
How you doing? Hey, what's up?
All right.
Sam.
You want to hear a joke, huh?
Absolutely, bro.
Hey, Donald Trump is going to put Putin in the tower and put a sex change operation like Kardashian stepfather's diet.
Oh, that's it? That's a good one, Sam. Hey, are you getting high today?
Hey, guess what? I have a recipe for you.
All right, go ahead. Shoot.
You smoke marijuana, right?
Not really, but go ahead.
Yeah, when you take the last chunk,
yeah,
and sniff it the rest, little bit.
Sniff it?
Smell it from your both nozzles, you know?
Oh, yeah, I get it, yeah.
And you get it. And then you get the other side of the brain touching hyenas.
And the call goes on for another good 10 minutes. Wow. So, yeah. So, you guys could call Sam. I forget his phone number, but I'm sure you guys had
we'll
it from
right
a
now?
Previous...
We'll call him right
from
now?
A previous episode. We don't have time for Sam right now.
Damn.
Next thing up on the agenda, we have a So That Happened.
Yeah.
So That Happened. So That Happened. How did that really go down? We're gonna break it all down. We hope to enlighten. So That Happened.
Yeah, so I have two So That Happens. One happened last week and one happened this week. And Ooh. One of them was a pleasant surprise. And the other one, I don't think, and was a pleasant surprise for Jensen. Because Jensen has been working full-time since... when did he get full-time, Dave? Was it January or...
October?
Since October. Okay, yeah. So it hasn't been even a year. And he's already cussed on the air once.
Yeah.
So I just found this so funny. And basically what's happening here is that they're speaking between Sherry Appleby and Bean, and Chip's probably trying to wave her arm, saying, we're going live, and they're just still speaking. And Chip just has to turn on the mics because the song is fading, and this is what happens.
It's Kevin and Bean on K-Rock.
Thank you, Jensen. So Jensen's there saying some dude's a real piece of
He was talking about you.
Oh yeah, sure.
That was on
Drop
the air.
That.
Thank you, Jensen.
Drop that.
What the hell?
Sorry. Beans pissed.
Not even a year in without cussing.
Oh my god. I remember when I cussed, I didn't even realize it. It was during normal conversation, and we're carrying on, and I forget what we were talking about, but I said the S word, and they dumped, and I just don't even remember cussing because I was just speaking like I normally speak.
Yeah.
It was crazy. The second so that happened a couple of days ago was during a call-in topic, and this guy is the best.
Let's try, let's go to Sam and La Puente. Let's make this a family affair with Sam. Welcome to the show. What's going on?
What's going on, guys? Bean, we're going to miss you, and
Why do we love that guy so much?
Every time.
Oh, my God,
that's
dude.
That's him.
That's the real that dude.
I was shocked when I heard that, because I was like, he used his real name.
Yeah.
And, you know, Sam. There's been many imposters.
You can tell now, though, right?
I could tell the real Sam.
Now, who put him on hold? Ruben?
No, maybe. It wasn't me.
Okay, it was Ruben. The thing with Sam is that he'll come up with the real story.
A good one, too, and I'm bummed that
he knows how to get on the air.
Yeah,
yeah, totally, and he does that. And, yeah, he's the only guy that could pull it off. Everybody else that has tried has always failed.
Yeah.
And, that stems from the guy from Let's Paint TV and run a treadmill and make a blender or something. Whatever the hell that is.
Run, paint, and make... What is it?
Blender drinks?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's crazy. Okay, time for that new feature, Must See TV.
Yeah!
And you know what? With all the new features on the B Team, I know they're mostly kind of like non-Kevin and Bean related now. And I think that's okay, because I think even our podcast needs to evolve. I would like some feedback, though, if you guys are digging stuff or not. So our b-holes are happy. I want happy b-holes.
Listen,
okay?
Your life is better when you have a happy b-hole.
Absolutely. So, you know, if you could just drop me a line at omar@caroq.com, I would appreciate it. Even if you're critical of something and don't like it, I would like to adjust the show accordingly, you know? So let's get into some must-see.
Hold on, I'm emailing right now. Omar.
Let's get into some must-see TV, and I hope you guys are going to like the show, because I definitely fell in love with it.
must-see TV. Oh, what could it be? Oh, we'll let you know from the team that is me. Oh, must-see TV. Oh, must-see TV. It cannot be crappy. It must be must-see TV.
Yeah, so I came home from a gig late on Saturday night and wasn't really tired, and I was eating and had a little brewski, and I wanted to see something on TV, and I wanted to see something that wasn't an hour long. Most things, you know, other than sitcoms are an hour long, and I'm not really a sitcom guy, and I didn't want to watch anything serious, so I wanted to watch something that was easy digestible and funny, and I found this show on Netflix that came out towards the end of December. I want to say it came out December 18th, and it's called The Fix, and it's on Netflix, and it's hosted by this British comedian. His name is Jimmy Carr, and the other comedians involved are Catherine Ryan and D.L. Hughley, and then they have a revolving cast of other comedians that chime in. Let me play the little intro, and this is kind of like a little explanation of what the show is about.
Now, we're going to try and solve the problem of social media using a bunch of comedians with fewer followers than Kim Kardashian's gardener. Welcome to The Fix.
So on The Fix, they take issues. This episode, they're going to fix social media, but they also cover things like immigration, artificial intelligence, global warming, and guns. And the reason that
small
I like...
things.
You know what I mean? Well, the things that I like about it is that Catherine Ryan, I didn't know much about her until now, and D.L. Hughley are super smart people.
Yeah.
So there's nothing better than seeing or listening to super smart people do commentary that's funny, and they're actually super interesting, and they're just like basically kind of just shooting the S throughout the entire episode, clowning on each other, and they actually cover serious issues in social media, but they do it in such a funny way that the 30 minutes go by so quickly. Here's Catherine explaining her relationship with social media, and her partner for this episode is Nikki Glaser. So you'll hear her at the end of this clip.
Catherine, what's your relationship with social media?
I love social media. It ruins lives, but not mine, because I'm shallow and unfriendly. Anyone who thinks...
It's funnier if you know
her. No. Anyone who thinks we need more eye contact and human interaction has never been a woman on a bus. We don't need those things, and it does ruin lives. The other day, I was introduced to a very charming Insta-ho. Have you met one of these?
I'm aware of them.
An Insta-ho is a special kind of creature who's not, it's not her fault. She was beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful, but awful. And I feel we have participated in the dismantling of this woman's personality by rewarding vacuous beauty. It's not her fault. A horrible person. Great not her fault.
And every Insta-ho is like, all the guys that I'm like trying to pursue, I'll see who they like on Instagram. And all the women just look different versions of wet. They're just all saturated now. Every woman's just supposed to have this dewy look, just embryonic, you know, like just came out. They're just getting wetter and wetter.
Wetter.
And I'm
They're
trying
wet.
To do it, but it's exhausting. I'm dry as fuck.
It's just like they're just riffing, dude, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, Catherine Ryan and Nikki Glaser, both great comedians,
yeah,
and
amazing.
Both have been guests on Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, so yeah. It's amazing, and so has D.L. Hughley.
Great guest, yeah.
Here's him kind of going, you know, back at them about what they have just said.
I just can't tell you how much I love hearing white women say "ho." It's so nice.
That's the only annoying thing about the show is Jimmy Carr.
His laugh.
So you just got to get over that laugh, and you're good to go. And here's the host asking Nikki Glaser something about social media.
How would you feel about every embarrassing thing you've done as a teenager being recorded forever?
It's
the most horrifying thing I can think of.
We're so lucky.
So lucky.
That's why I never signed up for the real world. I was like, I'm going to get drunk and throw up on some guy while I'm s***ing him, and it's going to be out there forever. That would have been me. New Orleans, season 10.
I feel
How funny is that?
She's awesome.
And, I mean, like I said, I sat down, and I just wanted to watch one, and I just blasted through four of them. All at once because
you,
it was so entertaining.
Did you pick this episode because you knew who Nikki Glaser was or D.L. Hughley? Or was this episode one? Or
just because it was episode one.
It was episode
one,
yeah.
And I will say, this episode, they're still trying to find their legs. It progressively gets better with the editing and everything.
Even better, like,
yeah, for sure. So here's the other interesting part about the show is that not only are they making fun of these serious topics, but they also bring in a person that actually has done concrete research. And here's some of that.
Worldwide, people now spend about 135 minutes per day using social media platforms. But what does that amount of time really mean? Well, let's compare it to some other everyday activities. On average, we have sex for just one measly minute per day. We spend about 60 minutes a day grooming ourselves, but perhaps most tellingly of all, when you compare how many minutes we spend on social media to the time spent with friends and family face-to-face, the data paints a pretty interesting picture. We spend just 39 minutes per day socializing and communicating with the people that matter most.
So that's crazy, isn't it? 135 minutes on social media a day versus about 38 minutes
of actual
real interaction.
Real interaction with friends and family.
Dude, do you ever put a time limit on your Instagram, like an alarm?
I am only on Instagram evenings for a half hour.
Yeah.
When I feel compelled that I need to post something. You see, now I feel I'm talking like a douchebag. When I feel, I don't know. We're kind of in the industry where we want followers and we kind of like want our brand
want our
out, there.
Out there.
So even though I sound douchey, I do feel compelled now that I'm on Instagram more that, okay, especially if I have something funny. If I don't have anything funny or interesting, then I won't, you know what I mean? But if I feel like I have something to contribute, then I will. But for me, for the most part, I do it from 8:30 to 9 p.m. Most of my posts come at night.
Yeah.
You know, because I allow that time. So,
and that's when most people are on it, by the
way.
Yeah, from 6 to 9. 6 to 9 p.m.
I have no control. No control. I'm like Tyrone Biggums.
Who's that?
Yeah, who's Tyrone Biggums?
Dave Chappelle, scratching.
Oh, really? Oh, the crack addict kind of character?
Oh.
So you're on it all the time?
All the time.
Really?
Doesn't matter.
Then why don't you post more?
Well, I don't have my phone today.
Okay. Oh,
and I'm
so
I'm
no wonder you're in a bad mood.
I'm fiending.
I will say,
I'm crack.
I'm pretty good about it when I'm around my kids.
I'm not.
You know, I am. Yeah.
Well, I'm terrible.
It's hard.
I'm such an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's weird. We live in a weird.
Man! But then getting into kids and social media is such a different topic. It's a whole nother monster.
No, I'm
not
talking
paying
about
attention to your kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, God,
that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
so
because
bad.
Because you have your kid with you or around you, but you're on your phone.
So Muggs has kid in one hand, phone in the other one, and be like, "Oh, look at this."
As you guys
are you
know,
kidding? That happens to everyone. Yeah, totally. It's crazy.
I knew I had hit rock bottom with my gambling problem when I was betting on March Madness. Not even March Madness. I was betting on college basketball
with
games.
With your daughter, right? You're like, take my daughter,
with
please.
With my daughter in one hand and my phone in the other, and I had no idea what teams I was betting on, and I was, she was one.
Oh,
and
man.
I'm trying to, like, relax her in one. And that's the day I hit rock bottom.
Yeah, man, it's a crazy addiction.
She's
phones,
talking
phones
for
crazy,
the first
man.
Time, and Muggs is like, "Hold on, shut up! I gotta see this last play."
It's sad.
Yeah,
well, social media is bad.
It is. It's
it's addicting.
It's very entertaining for me because I take it. That's how I use it.
Yeah,
I use it to entertain myself, and I will allow myself. You know, like I said, the half hour at night. You know, for the most part. However, with that said, guys, that is also that doesn't include for me because I love knowing things.
Yeah,
like so. If anything pops up in my head, I'll look it up and do some, you know, do a deep dive really quick. So, I mean, that's also a form of, you know, phone addiction because you literally have the answer to any question
Anything.
At your fingertips. You know, it's crazy.
It's crazy because I use social media for two different things. Like Twitter, I use for news, and Instagram, I like to see things that I will never go to. So, like, I follow a lot of nature accounts because
this world is beautiful.
And yeah.
I'm obviously never going to get to, you know, Botswana.
Yeah, you're not going to go, you know, to, right.
But to see the waterfalls and the animals, stuff like that, like, that's insane. And I love that.
That's
I could
cool.
just follow it, even though I could probably watch a National Geographic, you yeah. know, special or read a book about them. But it's not the same. I got it right now.
Cool. So D.L. Hughley's partner on this episode was Michael Ian Black, who's very funny on the episode.
Oh, yeah.
And here is Michael asking Nikki Glaser and Catherine about people sending pics.
How frequently do you, as women, get pics from guys online? Is that a real thing that happens a lot?
It's not just pics. Because I do stand-up comedy and people think I'm mean, they confuse that with being a dominatrix. There are men who send me photos of themselves being humiliated and ask me to retweet it. A man sent me a photo of himself squatting onto the bedpost of his room. And he said, please retweet this and humiliate me, mistress.
I'm impressed that a guy had a bedpost.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that laugh.
You gotta get over that laugh.
Dude. Yeah. Is there a clear version of it?
I was trying to look for one.
Because that would be a great job.
I was trying to look for one.
I'm gonna start laughing like that.
Wait, no, that's a...
That's like Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You're doing Eddie Murphy. Yeah, that's the only annoying thing about the show. And finally, the last clip that I'm going to play for you is, of course, this show probably, they condensed it, they edited it down to about a half hour, but I can't imagine that they filmed for more than an hour. And here's Nikki Glaser getting busted because she's doing a show about the addiction of your phone and social media. And during the break, she gets busted, like, on her phone. It's hilarious.
What are you checking currently on your phone? What are you looking at?
I'm just letting someone know where I'm going. It was a text. I'm sorry. It was disrespectful.
You're a monster.
I know. I'm breaking up with someone after this. And I have to figure out a time to meet.
I bet that was real.
Stop sharing. Don't air this, please.
Are you,
I'm just trying to excuse my behavior.
I'm just being told that I'm not your therapist and we have to get on.
So that's my must-see TV on this B-Teams episode.
Like, I'll check that out.
It's cool, man. It's so funny. And like I said, these people are way smart. At the end of the episode, their quote-unquote fixed on social media is DL's like, you know, hey, everybody needs to have an internet license. So it'll track like every website that you've been to. And if you've been to like, you know, a child porn website or whatever, like literal police will show up at your doorstep. Catherine's suggestion was like to slow down the internet to like, you know, way back in the day where porn would take forever to download.
Dude.
Because then you wouldn't even want to go visit those sites, you know? So.
Can you imagine if a tweet took, like, you know, a minute or two to like, actually send out?
So you would get
there,
off the internet.
Like, I don't want to deal with this.
You would get off the internet. So it's very, very, very funny, you know, quote-unquote solutions to real problems. And, I mean, it's just done in such an entertaining way. So I hope you guys liked that segment. I turned you on to something cool that you guys could waste your time with. We're going to have to get Lightning on the phone to set up this next break.
Ooh. Let's get that Hotline of Heaven up.
Hotline to Heaven.
See, because he's dead, Muggs.
I found this tape of Richard Simmons and with Kevin and Bean, and yeah, I want Lightning. I don't know much about it or what they were doing. They were doing something called the Dick Week, and it just happened to be Richard's day.
Sure.
Sure. Kevin and Bean were way more wacky back in the day than they are now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not going to be available. What a jerk.
I'm doing trucks.
Hi. Jay is currently unavailable. Mm. Please
leave
speak
a message.
Clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by email.
Oh. Yeah, he gets an email.
Hey, you face. We're calling from the B team, and I thought you were going to be available to explain this Richard Simmons Dick Week break. You're the dick this week, man. Transcribe that, bitch. Bye. God damn it. Okay, well, I'm going to try to set this up as best as I can because I did kind of skim through it. So like I said, Kevin and Bean, we're doing this week of dicks. So I don't know what the other dicks
Richards
were.
Richards are at,
right,
all
yeah, exactly.
Richards, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So this week.
Oh, he just texted me. Oh. Stuck in a meeting. Sorry, guys.
All right, you little bitch. So Richard Simmons, back in the day, this is why I wanted Lightning, because Lightning could set this up so much better than I could. He had this hit exercise series called in Sweatin' to the Oldies. Mm-hmm. But basically, it was oldies music and him doing these lame aerobic moves to it. And he was huge back in the day. And he had a studio here in Hollywood. And Kevin Bean thought it would be a good idea to crash the studio. And they do. And Richard gets all in a tizzy. And at the tail end of this bit, you're going to hear Richard Simmons lie down on the street and threatening to stay there until a car runs over him because he's so upset with Kevin Bean. So please enjoy, and we're just going to drop this in.
Drop in.
Drop
in.
Are we going to dance at all, or what's the deal here?
Oh, absolutely. We're going in there. I'm wearing tights, can't you tell? It's, by the way, I've never seen Maria in a bodysuit. She's quite a looker.
She actually does have a body.
She's
after all.
She's got a body. She's been wearing all these suits, all this stuff. It's 106.7 K-Rock, Kevin and Bean. It's Dick Week, today the final day, and we saved our favorite dick of all, Richard Simmons.
We're right outside a place called Slimmons, and I've spent the last hour driving around Beverly Hills completely lost, and I couldn't be happier.
That's, as far as you're concerned, that's your workout for the night. It's not necessary to go in there and actually exercise.
I'm ready to go home.
Now, here's the deal, young Kevin, since we are a little
as
late.
As we stand here, I look in there, and I see the little round windows. I see Richard's little happy head go flying by. Every couple seconds.
Here's the problem. The class is in session. Right. They're already dancing. We need to figure out a way to slide in so that they don't notice it yet. We're the only guys in the room next to Richard who weigh less than 300 pounds. So let's figure out a way to just slide on in, okay? Here we go. We're going into Slimmons. We're just going to go right through the door and just pretend we've been in the class since the beginning. Well, they've got that damned rock music going. Maria, what's our approach here? Just open the door and slide on in?
Just go on in. I hear what you're supposed to.
Do we need to do that little pirouette that they're doing?
Absolutely. Jump and jam.
These people are just going to beat the hell out of us, aren't they?
Hey, I got to tell you this, too. This is not going to be a friendly crowd for you and me.
That's what I mean. That's
this
what I'm
is
saying.
A crowd that is armed. See, now everybody's got their, everybody's up against the wall showing their butts. They're showing their butts now. I'm not interested
there's
in
there's a lot of butt in there, guys.
I know. There's a lot of butt.
This is what? The best time to go in there.
Now, why is it? Why is this the best time to go in
there? Oh, because everybody's just standing around waiting for you.
Yeah, I don't know that. You know, we might wait in the lobby until Richard's done with the class.
No, then,
when he comes out.
No, come on.
Wait a minute. Didn't we have that other appointment at 7?
Right.
And we're a little late. Dinner, right?
I think that other appointment. We need to go in. Let's go in now.
It's just there's a crowd.
It's okay. Come on, let's go. Oh, my God, it's that guy from Sweat to the Oldies. He's looking at his watch. I think we're late.
He looked at his watch, and then he grabbed his package. What was that supposed to mean?
I'm not sure. Really, when he grabs his package, what is he really grabbing? You know, you've heard the stories about... All right, we're leaving now. I've never been so embarrassed.
You're late.
You're going to be fine.
You're late.
We'll be
okay.
We'll be okay right over here.
What happens to late people?
What happens to late people? I don't even know. We're in front of the class now. What are we doing here?
We're the worst! We're the worst!
Yeah. Awesome!
Hey!
Singing. Come on, keep it up. I am so exhausted, man. I never want to exercise again as long as I live.
Are we done?
Yeah, let's go back out the hall.
All I know is I'm bushed, man. I am beat. I have not worked out that hard in years. I feel, if we hadn't done the 4:30 and the 5:30 class.
Is what it was. So we're trying to cut
you
down.
You broke my heart, guys.
Oh, we were here.
You broke my heart.
We didn't break
now. When I listen to your show, I listen to it. I don't put it on and walk out of the room.
Oh, I see.
Okay? I mean, you really hurt me deeply.
Okay.
Why didn't you come in there and participate?
Well, we came in there, and then when you brought us right up to the front of the class, we felt like fools.
And I don't know the words to Oklahoma. You know what I mean? I can't be in the room there being the only guy not singing Oklahoma.
Homa. We know we belong to the land. Come on! And the land we belong to is written. What do I know, the Godzilla theme song? Should I know that? So now, do you take back all those things you said about overweight people?
I'm telling you right now. Let me say something.
No, the Delta Burke stuff.
That
Kevin,
was a funny joke.
Kevin,
Hang on 1 minute. Come over here,
Kevin.
Ma'am. Come over here. All right, we told a joke that he got offended at. Now tell me if this is funny. We're talking about the Olympics.
No, I don't want you to tell this joke.
If she doesn't think it's funny, I won't tell her again.
Oh, really?
I won't tell her again.
Okay, whisper to her. I don't want this to be on. I don't want to hear this again. Whisper the joke.
Get the joke out then. Oh. Okay, here's the joke. I'm going to turn this off.
Here's a joke.
No, you didn't turn it off. You didn't turn it off. I bet you've been lying all your life, haven't you?
You've been lying all your life. You're right, Richard. You're right. You've got me.
Look how they came. Look at this outfit. Don't you own an iron? Look at this.
I don't, as a matter of fact.
Is this the homeless look? I don't understand this. This is homeless circus.
I forgot we're in Beverly Hills. We're making the place look bad. That's what it is. So anyway, it was basically this little joke about...
Do me a favor. I'll forgive you for not taking this class.
Okay.
And it hurt.
We took the class. We were in there doing it. You were in there making fun of me when I was doing it.
Fun of you? No, no. No, no, no.
Not making fun of me. Laughing with me.
I laughed with you. I don't make fun of people. Okay. You two are the ones that make fun of people. I think you have this wrong. Just say, Richard, I won't tell any more overweight fat joke. It's so bad. You're hurting people.
We spend a lot more time, though, making fun of you than we do fat people.
Well, that's okay.
We don't make fun of fat people.
Yes, you did.
We dig fat people. We dig all people. Ours is the Rainbow Coalition, Richard.
Shout and touch somebody's thighs. Make them...
So, Richard, the problem... Now, let me just say this. Let me say the problem that we have uncovered with you being the leader of a new people. Richard Simmons, the leader of a new movement. Richard Simmons is the leader of a new group, and I'm going to tell you who that group of people is. It's the group of people who wander around this world trying to get their feelings hurt, getting upset about everything that happens, like it's a personal attack on you. And we think these people have little earplugs, and you're sitting there going...
You could have worked this stress out in my class, but no, you built it up. You built it up.
And these people in their ears, they hear Richard Simmons go, doesn't that offend you? Shouldn't you be upset about that for some reason?
No one likes to hear fat jokes.
You know what? He might not have meant it like that, but seriously, you could be pissed. You could be pissed right now and tell him. We think you're the leader of a new people that just gets their feelings hurt too easy, because every time you call, you end up being hurt. And now he's here. Now he's doing the whole fake thing again. Bye, Richard. Good night, Richard. Oh, come back here. Come back.
Oh.
I had to explain it to him, and then he ended up leaving.
Oh.
Let's go get him. Come on. Richard, you're walking down the middle of the road. That could be dangerous.
He looks like he's got little puppy dog eyes out there, Kevin.
All right, stop, Richard. Let us just say one more thing. I'm
just going to throw myself in front of this truck.
Hold on, don't run over Richard Simmons.
Fine. No, then you won't have me as the problem anymore. Fine.
All right, go ahead. Come on.
Go ahead.
Come on through. Hold on, let's talk to the driver of the van here. Ma'am, what's your name?
Sue,
Richard Simmons is laying in the middle of the road here, and we say go ahead and just step on the gas.
No, I wouldn't do that to him.
I'll give you $100 right now to just gun it.
Nah.
$200.
No.
$300.
Nah.
$400.
Nope.
A chance at what's behind the door.
Which door?
Some of you cars in the back, come on up. Richard, come here. Stop being a baby. Now just stop being a baby.
Without you.
How old are you, Richard? How old are you?
43.
Are you really 43?
Man, yes,
you look good for 43.
Wow.
Jeez. That's pretty good. Now, Richard, stop acting like you're 12. Stop right here. Stop.
I don't want to stop acting like I'm 12. I want you to promise me you'll come and take a full class instead of just sitting there and talking. You promised that you were going to come and take a class. You didn't take a class. You observed a class, and that really hurt.
I took the class.
It didn't hurt.
I mean, if I can't...
It didn't hurt. It did not hurt. Just tell me it didn't hurt. Be honest. Be honest for a second. It didn't hurt. Bull crap. If it hurt, you're being too sensitive. You're being too sensitive. Stop backing up.
Respect for overweight people now, guys. Now you've seen them.
We have never said anything about old. You know what? There's a lot of good being done in there. And yet we can still make fun of you, can't we?
Always.
All right, then. If you're helping some of these people here, more power.
What's like your favorite thing that you make fun of about me? Go ahead. What is it? Go ahead.
See, now he's asking for it so he can be hurt. This is what Richard does. He says, make fun of me. You hurt my feelings. By the way, we're attracting quite a crowd here. There's quite a crowd here waiting to see how this one ends out. All right. All those who say we should beat the hell out of Richard right now, let's hear it. Okay. How many says Richard should pull out a weapon and kill us both right here on the... Okay.
Now, what are they all yelling about?
I don't know, but I believe they're turning on us.
What are they all yelling about? Wait a minute. What?
I don't think you could beat us. You couldn't even handle 10 minutes of a class for fat ladies.
We gotta go now. All right, we're out of time. We'll see you guys later.
Goodbye.
So that was Kevin and Bean and Richard Simmons.
Does it say in the tape who the girl was?
That was Maria.
The producer.
Was it the very first producer?
One of them.
Yeah, that was Maria on the tape. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. That was definitely some old school Kevin and Bean bit there. Now we're going to get to some of your afros here. And the very first one is pretty interesting.
Hey, guys. This is the Bean team. I just wanted to see if you guys can go over that bit again where Kevin didn't know what a doorstop was. Bean had a doorstop, and Kevin was like, what the hell is a doorstop? And then a listener called in, or a listener wrote a song for it. And I thought it was one of the funniest bits ever. It was hilarious. You guys Kevin's an idiot. All right, I'm calling. My name's David. All right, later.
All right, David. Kevin did not know what a doorstop was for some odd reason, and a doorstop is exactly what it sounds like. It's something that you put in front of a door to stop it. Lou, the great Lou Cat, the Lou White Cat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wait, am I getting that wrong?
Yeah.
Lou White Cat.
Yeah, it's his...
That sounds weird. It should be Lou White Cat something. Shouldn't it? Or is it just Lou Wycat?
Hold on.
Lou Wycat Stevens.
Thomas. Yeah, no,
you see, that would be... It's got to be something else.
No.
Lou Wycat Corbett.
Give me. Lou Wycat Thomas.
Lou Wycat Thomas.
At Wycat, W-Y-K-A-T.
Yeah, follow us, dude. He used to provide us with a lot of good songs. I don't know why he stopped, but they're very entertaining. And this little ditty is because Kevin did not know what a doorstop was.
What's a doorstop? Why do you call it stoppy? Do you call your wife spousey and your mirror other bean? What's its function? Does it keep the door closed or open? Are there clues hiding in its name? This guy's in the Hall of Fame. Now the show is going down in flames because I'm so lame.
There you go. Hope you enjoy that, David.
That is such a strong little piece right there.
All right, can I read you some DMs from Wycat that I get? It's pretty funny, and it's kind of serious, too, at the same time. So he sent me a DM on something on Twitter, right? And I wrote back, "Hey, you're alive." And he wrote back, "Yeah, waiting for a liver transplant.
Ouch.
I miss music so much. Thanks again for all you do. Your theme songs for your segments are hilarious." I was like, "Oh, well, that's not what I meant. Now I feel like a dick because he's going to get a liver transplant." Mm. "And now you're the dick because that's Omar."
What do you mean?
He thought I was you because he's saying my theme songs were awesome.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Give widespread love. Give it to Omar if it needs to be. But if you could donate organs, do it.
Hey, so just because you have a bad liver, you can't sing, a-hole? Come on, really?
Yeah, you don't need your liver to play piano.
Jesus Christ, man.
You guys suck.
Toughen up, dude.
Use your finger.
Jesus Christ. But get better, for real. Okay, next Afro.
Hey, guys, this is a message for the B-Team. I had a quick question. My name is James, San Diego, a podcast listener. I wanted to know if, given that it sounds like a lot of radio DJs are getting laid off in Seattle, Chicago, and, you know, other pretty big markets, what happens if Kevin and Bean and the show suddenly were to disappear? Can they bring the show to another station, satellite radio, do a podcast or something? Or do they have to disband? Does the team kind of part ways? I mean, you know, we probably all want to listen. So, anyway, again, James, San Diego, 858-34.
Well, we don't have to worry about that because Bean's gone. So the band's breaking up, guys.
Yeah, bye-bye, Bean.
No, but in all seriousness, and Bean own the Kevin and Bean name, so if they did want to stay together and they got fired from K-Rock, they, by all means, can take the show wherever they wanted. Right,
yeah.
Dave?
Yeah.
Yeah, so
if
that's
they
essentially
own the name,
what happens.
Yes. I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, even... I think, like, even some, like, radio DJs, sometimes they put in their contract, hey, if they get fired or whatever, they have, like, a year of a period where they can't work in the same market. But I don't know if that's the case with them.
Yeah, that's called a non-compete.
Okay.
But also, but there's things in, like, and this gets really into, like, legal crap, is any content created at the station becomes property of the station. And
that's understandable, for sure. So,
so
you wouldn't
like,
be able
Wheel
to
a
use
Bad
that
Animal...
stuff.
Just you know, gone. Voices. No one could do that other than on this station.
Yeah, so.
That's bullshit. Sorry.
All right, next call.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is for the B-Team. Hey, you know, I have a question. Since I was listening to I'm listening to the Bill Burr interview and how he said that he'll never come back to the show and yada, yada, yada. You know, I was thinking, there's a lot of guests that come to the show that say that you guys are my favorite and we love you guys and, you know, friends of the show.
I was actually wondering, which guests do you guys actually consider legitimate friends of the show that really like you and vice versa and so on and so forth? And, you know, like Jonah Hill. I mean, he's obviously a big, big fan of the show. So, yeah, thanks, guys. Mm-hmm. Lick my balls.
Nice.
What is that? Yeah. Lick my balls. Nice. That's funny. I think that was Simba.
No, it wasn't, because that was funny.
Oh, let's see.
Wow. Big, big fan of the show. So, yeah, thanks, guys.
That lick is Simba. Balls.
I think it was. I'm not sure.
It sounds like him.
That was stupid and very uncalled for.
Oh, my God. So, yeah, friends of the show, Dave, you guys are, you know, I'm always in my little hole. So, from my perspective, I think Maren Dungey is a friend of the show.
She's a big, I think she's a fan of the show.
Okay.
Friend of the show. She hangs out with Allie.
Yeah.
Yeah, off on her own time. Of course,
obviously, Brad Williams.
Brad Williams, right. Adam Ray, Taylor Williamson. Mm-hmm. Bigger people who are friendly with the show, like Joe Rogan, who loves the guys, but won't come in just because it's early in the morning and he doesn't really have to do radio anymore.
Yeah. Bob Saget, definitely a friend of the show.
Bob Saget's great friends with Kevin.
I would say Jim Jeffries.
Jim Jeffries has become a good friend of the show.
Absolutely,
yeah,
you're right.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of others too. That we have, and it's really nice to have them.
I'd say Fitz Dog has become a friend of the show.
Greg Fitzsimmons, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah. Jimmy Pardo, Bean's best Hollywood.
A lot of comedians, I guess. You know,
because in the past couple of years, we've really turned the corner on comedians. Yeah.
And then also for the most part, when bands like that have been around forever, and like 311, for instance, they love Kevin and Bean. Generally, you know what I mean? I mean, they don't come in that often, but when they do, they're genuinely excited to be on Kevin and Bean. It's one of those things that they make sure on their media tours that they stop here. But by the way, same thing with Muse. You know, I know Muse does everything, but Muse genuinely loves Kevin and Bean and K-Rock.
Yeah.
And remember, tell briefly the Jack White story about Bean and the breakfast with, because that's an interesting behind-the-scenes story.
All right, this is really behind-the-scenes. And we did a breakfast with Jack White before. And Jack White was coming around town for his last album. And he told his management that he wanted to do another breakfast with Kevin and Bean.
Mm-hmm.
And when we told him that Bean was unavailable because he was on vacation in England, he said, okay, cool, no thanks.
Yeah, they're going to
do it. He wouldn't do
it
unless, we were going to do it somewhere else in the station.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, nope, he wanted to do it with Kevin and Bean.
Because Bean was such a professional and asked such different questions and stuff that for a dude like.
He enjoyed his time with the guys.
For a dude like Jack White, any of those people that we mentioned, they've been around the block and over again, same questions. They got to get tired. So it's refreshing for a dude like that to get somebody who's very insightful about music and Nashville and all the stuff.
Yeah, Third baseball, Man Records, vinyl.
It's crazy.
You know, so the reason why we didn't have a cool event is because Bean was on vacation. So thanks a lot, Bean.
Yeah, I'm glad you're leaving, Dick.
But many people don't know is Jack, after that, said, well, you know what? If I have to, Beer Mug will do. He'll be fine.
Is that what happened?
And that's why it happened.
All right. Here's the next one.
Yo, what up? This message is for the B team. What's going on? So I was listening to Omar's top 10 intros, and it got me thinking about Kangapede. Y'all remember Kangapede?
Yeah.
Robbed. I have no idea what started that or why.
Robbed.
And I would love to hear about it.
I should have won.
All right, guys, keep doing what you do. Much love from Las Vegas.
Oh,
Vegas, what's up?
Omar.
The great Jingle-Off, right? Or what did we call it?
Yeah, Jingle-Off.
Was it the Jingle-Off?
Yeah, because it was a Mark Burnett show. Okay. Jingles. Yeah. It was called Jingles.
Right. And so basically what happened was Mark Burnett had this show that was supposed to hit the air. Did it ever make the air?
Never made the air.
Yeah. Did they even make it, do you think?
I don't think so. I think it was an idea. They were flying around. They might have shot a pilot, but it never made it. It was supposed to be about TV commercials, right?
Something like that. So Kevin and Bean, you know, I'm Mr. Jingle on the show. So Kevin and Bean did a whole break of me just doing these jingles. And so I did five. And basically, they were a ripoff of the biggest jingles in history. So this is what I did for that break.
It's Jingles.
You know, that's by Menon.
Yeah.
You know?
Give me a jingle. Give me a jingle. Break me off a piece of that jingle thing.
Nice.
This is the next
Like
one.
A good neighbor, Jingles is there. I am stuck on Jingles, cause Jingles stuck on me.
Love it.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, we're jingling it.
So, obviously, Kevin and Bean thought that was funny, and they wanted to take this a step further, so they put a competition in, because what has happened on the Kevin and Bean show was, at the time, Ralph was doing most of the jingles, and I just kind of, like, you know, as a production head, wanted to try them.
Yeah.
And I over the years have now, I can now say that I'm good at them. I was terrible. I was just terrible and didn't know a lot about music. And I learned about music and about my range and what key I could sing in. And it's a lot of stuff that I'm grateful for learning on the job, frankly. And now I could turn them out pretty quickly and I could know that they're what level they're on. You know what I mean? For the most part, they're pretty good. And Kevin and Bean, at this point, we had not only Ralph, myself, but also when we were not available, Muggos would do some brilliant jingle work. So they thought it would be a great competition to have jingles on our show. Since Mark Burnett isn't going to do his show, we would do a version of jingles on the Kevin and Bean show. And basically, they took Beer Mug, Ralph, and myself in a room. And they told us
on air
what this jingle was supposed to be about. There was only a couple of parameters. The parameters were that it had to be 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
And was that it?
Yeah.
That was the only parameter.
30 seconds. And it had to include whatever the topic was.
Yep. Okay, yeah. It had to have Kangapeed in it. Yep. Obviously. Yeah. Okay.
That was the word. Yeah.
So Kangapeed. So. We're gonna get to Muggos because Muggos is brilliant. Okay, so this is what I came up with.
Oh, he's coming for you and you. He's part centipede and kangaroo. He hails from Australia. Good day, mates. And he's all ready to put you on a plate. Kangapeed is what you need.
That's my favorite part, the little bouncing sound effect at the end.
Very good, Omar.
Thanks, man. I thought I should have won that competition,
Man, I don't know.
Okay, well, this is what Ralph did. And by the way, it was bogus that I had to...
You had to redo it, right?
We're under a time limit, right?
In one hour.
And so Beer Mug had all the time in the world, because not me. I had to write and produce mine, record it and everything, and then get Ralph in there to produce his.
Yeah, because he just voiced it.
He just voiced it.
He voiced it.
So unfair for me, man. So this is Ralph's.
Didgeridoo, nice.
Freed. An aboriginal warning you should heed. Gather up everything you need and run away from the kangapeed. Kangapeed, kangapeed. Run away from the kangapeed. Kangapeed, kangapeed. Run away now from the kangapeed. Crikey!
So that was good. That was good.
Very good.
I will say, a little bit behind the scenes, when we were doing this, because I was kind of like, ask Chap that I had to produce it too, I was going to produce it all janky.
He would have killed you.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He would have murdered you.
He would have murdered me. Yeah, for sure.
Because you would have sabotaged his segment.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, Ralph's not going to like that. I thought it would have been funny. You know what I mean? To just sabotage it, because it is a competition.
Unless you would have sabotaged like the first 20 seconds. You're like, okay, here's a real one.
Fix it.
Yeah, here's a real one. Yeah.
So Beer Mug, tell us, do you remember yours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit of the inspiration.
About making this. Yeah.
So I found the bed. I think I went to Spotify and I just typed in like Australian didgeridoo bed.
Okay.
No, you actually sent us a bunch.
Well, yeah,
that's what it was.
There's a music service that we use, and you just type in like Australian and a bunch of.
So you sent them all out right when our time limit started. We all picked one. We made sure not to use the same one. Mm-hmm. So I went into the studio, had my time, really feeling confident about it. And in about 20 minutes, I wrote it. So I was like, sweet, now I have 40 to get this done.
Yeah,
so
to produce it up.
Laid it down, and I was, oh my God, I was so proud of this. I made it under the gun. It was great.
So let's hear it.
Good eye, mate. Aye. What's that?
By the way, it's a jingle competition. You gotta sing the entire thing, a-hole. What's this little one-man show at the beginning of it? Okay, let's
listen.
Okay.
Good eye, mate.
Hey, what's that over there in the bush? Is that a kangaroo or a centipede? I don't know, mate, but I don't like the looks of it.
It's kangapede!
Kangapede, it's kangapede, a hybrid monster never been seen. Kangapede, it's kangapede, make it mad, he'll make you bleed. Kangapede, it's kangapede, he'll hop and crawl and eat your spleen. Kangapede, it's kangapede, better start running from the kangapede.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, listen.
Brilliant.
That was.
Oh my god.
That yeah.
That's so good. Australian and cheery. Okay. I love it.
But
guess what happened?
Yeah.
So Muggs.
Bull.
The only thing that was mentioned is that it had to be 30 seconds long. That one yes. came in at 27 seconds.
It was.
So he was automatically disqualified.
I lost on a technicality.
He was disqualified. Yeah, and it was 27.
I lost
all he had to do is, like, you know, just trail out the music yeah. band a little
bit. I should have just been, Kanga Pete.
Just echo it out or whatever.
But by the way, kudos to all three of you because they were all funny.
Yeah.
They were all good yeah. freaking jingle.
That was fun.
It was really fun.
Ralph ended up taking it.
Yeah, Ralph won because Bean was afraid of him.
Yeah, everyone was afraid of him. But do you remember the trophy I gave you guys?
Oh,
yeah.
It was like a janky ass, your old trophy or something, right?
Well, it's funny because that we did this on a Monday.
Yeah.
And I just got back from a golf tournament that we won, and I dropped the trophy, and it broke off. And I was like, oh, this is perfect for
this. The golfer dude broke off of it.
Yeah, so funny. I just put a piece of tape, and it said Jingles Champ 2017. And now, what is it? What's the... It's a drum-off champ. Beer Mug, you have it, right?
I don't even know where it is.
Yeah, because me and Muggs had a drum-off, and I gave him the trophy. I just crossed out Jingles and put drum-off.
That's funny.
That was great. I shouldn't have lost.
That was fun. That was fun.
I shouldn't have lost.
Yours was the worst.
No, actually, listening back to
mine was the worst?
They were all good. It's close. I wonder who would win now if everyone, like, judged it with a fair character. Like,
okay. I'm telling you, if I would have come on, if I would have hit 30 seconds, I would have been the winner.
I'm telling you, Ralph would have been the winner. All right, next call.
B-team, you gotta get the scoop on when Kevin and Bean almost got arrested for peeing at Kokomo's. What? I gotta hear the story, especially with Will Ferrell there. I mean, come on. I mean, you gotta call even Jay Lightning. I don't know, just get the scoop.
Let's see if Lightning's still in a meeting.
We're going to call Lightning here. So
he's probably still in his
Hope
truck
he doesn't
meeting.
Let us down again like the a-hole he is.
Talking about trucks.
Yeah, so you put the motor in the car and it'll go.
Hey, have you seen my Segway with 58-inch wheels?
And I don't know if he has any insight on this or not, but...
Kokomo's
back in the day was like the hot spot, right?
I don't know, man. I was a kid.
Hi.
This girl's a
Jay
bitch.
Is currently unavailable. Please speak clearly. Your voicemail is being transcribed by Umail.
Okay, I will speak clearly. Jay is a giant asshole.
That's Omar.
Thanks for nothing.
Like that.
So Kokomo's getting arrested, peeing outside. I don't know. Make up your own mind, dude. Sorry, we tried. Next call.
Hey, Omar, I don't mean to give you more work, but this was just something I thought maybe, you know, you could kick around. Again, I'm not trying to give you extra work because I know you're the one who has to do it and everything. But, you know, at the end of the year, you guys have top moments with, top sound bites, top this, top that. I was kind of hoping that, you know, maybe next year you guys could have top Afro call, you know, because, you know, I get on the Afro line a lot and I know some of the other guys. I don't know them personally, but, you know, I hear them. I'm like, oh, it's that guy again. Ugh. Anyway, like, I don't know. It'd be just kind of a nice, like, competition between us to see, like, hey, you know, who can get the top spot in the top 10 Afro calls. So just an idea. Again, I'm not trying to put more work on your plate. God knows you have enough to do. Maybe you can get, like, you know, that one guy who doesn't do anything to, like, you know, rank them. I don't know. Have a Merry Christmas, dude.
Oh, yeah. This is from December.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. And, well, the good news.
We're going to do that. We thought about it last year. We're like, hey, there's so many great Afro calls. How come we never list them or rank them?
Yeah, so we are in the works, constantly saving the best Afro callers. I think right now we only have two or three in the file.
My next question is, are we actually doing that?
Because we are. However, I think maybe Kevin and Bean have forgot. So we need to remind him again every time we do Afro.
Yeah, we have to go through the Afro and just be like, yo, save that one.
Yeah, because, that's a great idea. And, we're working on it.
This message is for Dave, Omar, and Beer Mug. Listen, guys, this message isn't going to be funny, but it's a sincere message. I just wanted to say thank you for being funny, for giving us a peek behind the curtain, and for you guys just being you. I have a long drive from home to work, and it sucks, but having you guys at the helm making me laugh along the way makes the drive that much more bearable. So, sorry it's not funny, but I sincerely just want to thank you guys for doing what you do. So, keep doing what you're doing, and keep squishing along. Squish! By the way, my name is Jose. Phone number is 562.
Thanks, Jose. We appreciate that, man. You're a wonderful
beehole.
Let's
call Jose and say thanks to him.
Nah.
Okay. No, but we appreciate it.
No, it's gratifying when people come up to you and say, "Hey, man, I have a 2-hour commute to work every day." That you make it go by quick.
So it is weird that now, you know, I kind of get why Kevin and Bean, you know, do what they do and why they've been doing it for so long. Because, you know, when I first started doing the podcast, I was like, man, nobody's going to listen. And plus, it's a lot of work. And now it's cool because, you know, people like what we do, which I don't understand why, but, you know.
Yeah, and I kind of like hanging out with you guys for an hour or so.
I know. It's the worst part of my day.
That makes it even better for me.
So, B-holes, we appreciate you.
B-holes unite.
We appreciate the B-holes.
This last call is just really quick.
Hey, you know, this maybe sounds weird or whatever, but I'd like to send Bean and his wife something for Christmas.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, but he wanted Bean's address. I was like, dude, we're not going to give you Bean's address. So if you guys ever want to send Kevin or Bean anything, we work at a business where you can send stuff. So just find out on KROQ.com what the address is to the place, and you could just address it here. And then Dave will open it.
And keep it.
Yeah. And then, that'll be it. You know?
Hey, are we almost done? I really got to pee.
Oh, you've been wanting to be, huh? Yeah, we're almost done.
All right, cool.
We're almost done. Here we come to the part of the B-Team episode that we're going to feature through the, I don't know, probably even when Bean's gone, we'll do a Best of Bean break, you know, because he's done so many good things.
It's part of Kevin and Bean.
Yeah, so time for the Best of Bean. Bean.
great intro.
Thank you. And we're just going to drop this in. And this is Bean confronting his manservant, Marty, after he he scraped up the side of his truck because Bean is a Nancy and can't drive. So he was trying to just back it in or something, and he totally scraped it up on Marty's first brand new car ever, by the way. This is how it unfolded, and it's very funny. And this is a Best of Bean, and we're just going to drop this in.
Drop in.
Slavery has been gone for quite some time, but Bean has a manservant, and his name is Marty. And Marty made the mistake last week of giving Bean his brand new truck and telling him to take care of it.
Well, Marty was on vacation, and he wanted to leave his truck at my house, mm-hmm. but he left it in front of the house. And my only job the entire week, the only thing I had to do to be responsible for his truck was to move it into the driveway to get it off the street.
Right. Okay.
And I screwed that up.
Now, I didn't hear the story. Can you give me the shorthand version of how you went from the street to the driveway and somehow ended up in a forest?
Well,
or whatever happened?
I'm just not used to driving a vehicle that large because I'm me, and I drive a Mini Cooper, okay? So now
I'm
getting
behind. Still, when you're driving a vehicle, you say, oh, there's sharp brush there. I shouldn't drive through it.
I did not realize how big this truck was. It's a Ford F-150, I guess, which is a pretty large truck. And I had to go around a curve on the driveway and just wiped out just a row of bushes.
How did you do that? You cut too close? You cut to the left too hard?
I must have done that. I must have misunderstood what was necessary to steer correctly around the bushes.
Your delicate little mind couldn't handle the difference between the car you drive and the truck. You can't see, look at the truck and go, little bigger, got to take it a little wider.
In retrospect, I wish I had been a little more careful with it because then I get out of the truck and I see that it just looks like, was it Freddy Krueger, the one who has the big claws on his hands?
Yeah.
It looks like he had just been running right alongside the car and just torn it to shreds.
We actually, so like the Wolverine was parking valet.
Yes, exactly.
We actually have audio from the accident. The K-Rock microphones were there, thank God.
Oh, good.
This is Bean in the truck as he tries to turn into his driveway.
Thank you.
Here's my other question. As soon as you heard the first scratch, don't you just stop and back up? And then
I thought that that was... I just thought I was going to get past it. I thought that, oh, I hit that, but I'll keep moving because now I'll be past it, not realizing there was another 30 feet of hedge. So you were gone, Kevin. So I come in and I say to the guys, what do I do now? Because clearly I'm not going to call Marty and ruin his vacation. I'm not going to call and tell him about it because then he's going to be doing nothing but worrying about it. You know what it's like when you get a brand new car, sure. Right? I mean, you live for that. The last thing I want him doing is ruining his vacation because he's worrying about how much damage is on his truck. So I thought, I'll just wait and tell him when he gets back. And then it was a question of how do I get it fixed? I don't want to drive it again to take it someplace to get it fixed. Maybe I can get a guy to come to the house.
Wait a minute. It was just scratched?
Yes.
And you were afraid to drive it?
I thought he was going to
run it into a wall or something, I guess.
I couldn't get it into the driveway. You think I'm going to drive it to the dealership? I'm not getting behind the wheel of that thing ever
again. Giant brush
on
the highway when you're going to the freaking ferry or whatever. You could probably navigate a 3-lane highway, okay? Have a tow truck come and get it then and tow it to a dealership and get it fixed right.
And then with my luck, somehow a meteor comes out of the sky and destroys the car while it's in my care. I didn't want to be the guy responsible for the brand new truck, is what I'm saying.
You're lazy and you don't want to leave the manor. That's what happened.
You were already in charge of the truck and you already ruined it.
So Marty came back on Sunday night and saw the truck for the first time yesterday. And now we don't have any time, but let's at least bring my manservant on the air and say hello. Hey, Marty, how you doing, man?
I'm doing well, all things considered.
Yeah, Marty, how did entrusting your brand new truck into Bean's care work out for you?
It could have worked out a lot better.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when, because you know Bean is not exactly, he's not athletic in any way. He's not a good driver. He's bad. He's accident prone.
When he called and told me that he moved it into the driveway from the road, I was already worried.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Well, you should have been.
But, Marty, I did the right thing by not telling you about it while you were on vacation. Like, why spoil your trip, right?
Yeah, my first new truck, I would not want to hear about the scratch.
This is the first time you've ever bought a brand new truck?
First time.
Yeah.
It's the first time in Marty's life he's ever owned a brand new car.
It has almost 1,000 miles on it.
Oh. That is so funny.
Now, the listeners were calling up Kevin last week, and they were saying, don't ever tell Marty about it. And I knew that that was bad advice. I knew that eventually he was going to find out about it.
No, that's the best idea ever.
Thank you, Kevin.
You never tell him. You get it fixed, you give it back, and you hope that he somehow thinks it was his fault.
Especially with scratching on the paint. It's not like it's structural damage to the frame or something.
Come on.
There's no, but especially once it was on the air, guys, somebody was going to know a guy who heard about it from a guy who
would have told your manservant, for God's sakes?
Look, I don't know. We do stream online. It's possible there's somebody who might hear it. So Marty comes back, and I did the very best I could. I had it buffed out, you know.
Wow. You had a guy who came to your house? You really put yourself out, Bean.
You did.
Had a guy run some turtle wax over it, and you put your hands out. Oh, I guess that's all I can do.
You must have been exhausted after all that work.
I did have to make a phone call. Oh. And if I remember correctly, he was in a different area code. I had to dial 10 digits, not just 7, okay?
God.
So I was exhausted. But in my own defense, if I know I look bad here, but at least when I saw Marty yesterday for the first time, I told him about it within the first minute. I said, Marty, there's business we got to take care of. Here's what happened to your truck.
I'd like to hear from Marty how you told him.
Yeah.
Marty?
Yes.
What did he say? How did he tell you exactly?
I was very worried because he told me we got to take care of business, and you know that we got big trouble then.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
And he said, I had a little accident with your truck, and the scratches, I think, will all come out eventually.
Did he say something like, you know how some people have really nice paint jobs, and and then every once in a while?
How a new car has that glossy, just fresh-painted look to it?
Yours, not so much.
Not so much. But I told him, I said, look, if there's additional work that you deem needs to be done here, please let me know and I will take care of it. And I want to make sure that this looks as good as it did when you left, which, of course, is not possible. It's never going to.
Right, sure. So, Marty, are you bummed? I mean, are you just going to dump it and hang yourself? What's going on?
Oh, I'll get over it eventually.
Yeah.
But now Marty has to go get the paint fixed on his truck, so he's probably going to be without his truck for a few days right after his vacation.
Yeah.
I'll take care of that if that's what's necessary. It's better than me driving it. Marty, you wouldn't want me driving the truck to the dealer, right?
No more.
But wait a minute. Hold on a second. This is driving a vehicle.
Yeah, it's not. You're not going to the space station. You don't have to get some lithium crystals for the truck.
It's not like a bomb with a red and a green wire and you're supposed to... It's a vehicle! It's driving!
Too much potential downside there, guys. You don't don't take a risk on something like
this
that.
This is the beginning of the end for Bean. He's going to just shrink his world more and more, where he's going to be afraid. I can't open those doors. There's germs all over the knobs. Who knows what could happen?
This is a first. I mean, it's been coming a long time where he's just closing himself off to society more and more. This is the first when he's literally afraid to drive a vehicle.
Plus, then I'd have to leave the property, and that's no good. I think we know. Oh.
Marty, whatever you're charging Bean to be his friend, you earn so much more.
I could better double it.
Next time for a raise.
The next time Bean pays you to play tennis with him, you need to charge him double. You need to just double it up. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Marty, are you coming over after the show?
Of course.
Okay, good, because I need some supplies. Thanks, dude.
Okay, talk to you later.
Wow.
See ya. Bye-bye.
You're the worst friend ever.
That would piss me off.
Still have to pee, Dave?
Oh, my God. More than ever, dude.
Yeah.
Ugh.
All right. So keep those afros calling.
Keep those afros calling?
Coming. 363-520-AFRO. Keep those emails coming. Omar@KRQ.com. The other guys, they hate you. They won't read your emails.
I read Twitter.
And April Foolishness announcement coming on Monday morning on the Kevin Bean Show. So be on the lookout for that.
The B-Team. Yeah. The B-Team. The B-Team.
Oh, that's right.
The B-Team.
Baby!
And once we announce the special thing that Kevin and Bean are doing, that foolishness, you B-holes are going to lose your bees. Because it's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be
price
so good.
Of admission.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Bonus track time. It was Psycho Mike Catherwood's birthday this past week. And I got a request for his... birthday spook song, which was pretty funny, I like to say for myself. But I also dug up a bunch of like Psycho Mike Catherwood drops that are pretty funny.
I'm a damaged guy.
Which is true.
Yep.
It's true.
Want a smoochy smoochy?
I'm just not used to any time where you're not talking.
Oh, f*** your face. F your face was awesome.
Was that on air?
No, it was in the room.
Yeah.
But when they were recording a breaker?
Was all the time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I miss Mike when he was funny and poor.
That was after Rich Mike. Yeah. After Rich Mike.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I cannot listen to this song.
Oh, this is actually on the air.
It is not my fault. It is not what I do. It is who I am. This is brand new music.
What a dick. Oh,
wait,
right?
Was that during his...
That was
his,
when he was on air. He had... No, it was like a Sunday shift. Oh. He had a Sunday shift.
Like a garden, I dig it.
Yep.
All right. You wanted it. You got it. More brand new K-Rock music.
Oh,
right.
My God. Did Weatherly say yes?
What?
I love that.
What did Weatherly say when Mike was approached?
Hey, you know, Mike's a good-looking guy. And, you know, I gave him the name Psycho. So, you know, let me throw him on the air on
True
Sundays.
Story,
nobody,
by the way.
Nobody's going to... You know, listen to Psycho Mike on Sundays, but you know, I think I'm gonna give him a shot and then he'll turn into something great. And it turns out he didn't. Zzz. Okay, so here's his birthday song that I did for him. Thanks for listening, B-holes.
Jazz makes you want to pee more.
Happy birthday, Mike.
Psycho Mike's birthday, Psycho Mike's birthday, ooh, Psycho Mike's birthday. Arrogant things are gonna happen. I like me, I like me. Psycho Mike's birthday, outside my window. Psycho Mike's birthday, behind the tree. I wish Psycho Mike could see that he's a big douchebag and looks egad. And it's Psycho Mike's birthday, outside my window pane.
I'm Psycho Mike, roid rage. Lift weights, get you pumped up. Me, I like me. I say I'm not gay, but come on, really? I got small balls because of all the steroids. Slayer, me, 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 more me, more me.
Psycho Mike's birthday.
What are you guys doing singing? Shut up, shut up, shut up. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's all about me. It's me. It's my birthday. Hey, stop singing. It's me. I am God's gift to women. Me.
Yeah, somebody hit me up on Instagram for that, so I thought it was funny.
How do you even remember that you had that?
Isn't that weird what people remember and what they kind of like hold on to?
Someone hit me up for a podcast from April 28th, 2007.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Because and what's happening, or, you know, showbiz at the time. Was it showbiz? Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The entertainment segment, they played the parental discretion is advised over and over and over again.
Oh, that one was funny, though.
Yeah, but I was like, how do you remember the date in April that happened? Because we've done that a couple of times.
I don't know. You know, what I find a little troubling is people that listen to a podcast and then they'll take a break from that one particular episode, but then they'll go back and re-listen to it.
You know, I mean, it's flattering. But people do that with the B-Team.
What do you mean?
So say like somebody back in the day, they listened to episode number 5.
Yeah.
And now we're up to episode 65. 67. Yeah, it was 67. Yeah. I can't even keep track. They will go back and listen to what they already listened to.
Yeah, because it's funny. If they enjoyed it, what's wrong?
That's weird.
That's like saying, why would you listen to another song if you just... Why would you listen to the same song again?
I guess. Maybe just because we're not that good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.